Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. The glaring contradictions between what they profess to believe in and what many of them are actually doing in the name of progressivism is so huge that I thought I need to get to the bottom of this and tell the story of how it happened. And so even though partially my book is aimed at conservatives because I want them to be educated about what's going on, frankly, I'm also aiming at liberals themselves because privately I hear from so-called moderate liberals, people who are probably more comfortable with the progressivism of the pre-1960s era, when they look around what's happening on the campuses and what the courts are doing and these culture wars in North Carolina and elsewhere, on the one hand, they say to themselves, transgenderism is just the next step in the sexual revolution of the 1960s. What's wrong with it? But on the other hand, they look and see what's happening with the on American campuses and the kind of intolerance that's happening there, and that makes them uncomfortable. And I want to try to explain to them. I say, you really can't have it both ways because they're part of the same problem. You have to understand that you're enabling this kind of radicalism because you're not really getting to the root of how it's destroying the constitutional order and the value system of America, which you as a progressive, at least a pre-1960s progressive, should be also trying to preserve. And so it's a complicated problem. It's a complicated history. But I felt that the story needed to be told not only to conservatives but also to liberals.
Kim, explain, if you would, how a groupthink controls what liberals believe and how they view conservatives.
Well, have you ever been to a dinner or any gathering where you are the only conservative in the room with other liberals? They're often very, very polite, not always, but very often they are, because everyone agrees. There's a consensus around the table. And if you happen to raise any concern in one of these hot area topics, particularly in culture, suddenly the room gets extremely quiet because you have violated the decorum of the room at that point. That's groupthink. It may not be about them actually arguing against you on the ideas, but it's creating a social space around you in which you cannot legitimately express any disagreement. And that manifests itself throughout the country. In the most extreme cases, of course, is when you create new legal concepts against, for example, hate speech that actually uses the force of law to control what you can and cannot say in a public space. And that's one example of groupthink.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.